to all peoples, nations, languages upon all this earth. Peace be multiplied to you, begin Iraq, Babylon, King. It is meant to declare to you all the wondrous signs that I, the King of Babylon, have seen worked by mighty God. How mighty are God's wonders, how great are the Lord's signs. Declare this praise, Iraq, kingling him to God by the King of Babylon. God's words are truth, his ways are just, give honor to the one true God. One day all nations will see that the Lord has power over nations and kings.
The book of Daniel, especially around chapter 4, talking about King Nebuchadnezzar. Babylon was one of the glories of the ancient world. Its walls, its mythic hanging gardens, are among the seven wonders. The most spectacular evidence of Nebuchadnezzar's military successes are his building works in Babylon. All the great cities were extensively rebuilt. Most notable of all was the city of Babylon. But after 594 BC, little is known about the political events of this king. Even history shows a gap in the knowledge of his reign after this king quit being pride-filled against the Lord Yahweh, whom he admitted in this little hymn of praise that God is above all. But he became pride-filled, and so the Lord gave him 7 years of being crazy. But the Lord gave him his mind back, and once again Nebuchadnezzar sung this praise to our Lord God as the great true God of all.
7 years ended, God let Iraq's king rule again. And the first clear words Iraq's king declared was to give God kingly praise. People are as nothing to the Lord, none can stop him. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, give praise and honor to heaven's high king.